This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Rob Schmitz and I were talking a little bit about Edward Snowden up at the top of the program and how he figures into the international cyber espionage dynamic. Mr. Snowden, of course, also looms large in the domestic discussion as well. His revelations are at the root of a new Frontline documentary that airs tomorrow night about the NSA and American companies and what both of them know about us. Martin Smith is the correspondent on the film. It's called United States of Secrets, Privacy Lost. Martin, good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you.
You start us with Edward Snowden. You talk to Glenn Greenwald. You talk to some people at the NSA. You talk to a whole bunch of folks. And then you get into the corporate aspect of this thing, which is for me the most interesting part of it, to be honest with you. And you say about halfway, three quarters of the way through this film, that if Google and all the other companies out there involved in this didn't know that this was coming, they simply weren't paying attention. And you play this clip from President Bush in 2001, right after the attacks, in which he says, in essence, we're going to check everything.
This new law that I signed today will allow surveillance of all communications used by terrorists, including emails, the internet, and cell phones.
Immediately after 9/11, the companies had been warned.
They will be able to better meet the technological challenges posed by this proliferation of communications technology.
And here we are today.
Yeah, it was kind of remarkable to go back and in the context of what we now know to listen to what President Bush was then saying. You know, when you look at that in today's context, it was all laid out. The companies clearly had to know. And in fact, we talked to some insiders, former a fellow from Google, who said that, you know, he had worried for a long time that with their amassing all this information, that government would be coming right along.
Yeah, but the other thing that becomes clear, and one of the people you talked to actually says this, when this whole thing broke and it became clear how into Google's system and everybody else's system, the NSA, was, Google viewed it as, and this is a quote, a betrayal of the relationship.
Well, there were a couple of different kinds of things that the NSA was into. One was an upfront program that allowed them to gain access to information that they requested. But there was also breaking into their fiber optic lines running between data centers that the NSA was just tapping into without the companies having any knowledge. That was a surprise to them. That's the betrayal that's being referred to.
You know, it's tempting to ask why companies and then eventually the government can't just stop with this surveillance stuff, either surveillance for surveillance's sake or surveillance for advertisement's sake. But fundamentally, it's the business model now.
Well, that there was a choice in the late 90s. If you remember, you used to have to go to a store and buy a web browser and pay money for it.
Yeah.
That all went away with the advertising model when Sergey Brin and Larry Page of Google put together their search engine. That could have been a service that you paid for, but instead it was a free service, much like other products that they rolled out, Gmail. All these things are so-called free, but what we're giving in return is access to our personal data.
This is, in its fundamental essence, I suppose, it's a story about trust and willingness to believe. And I guess the question that comes out of it is, at the end of the day, knowing what we know now or think we know now about the NSA and what it does with corporate assistance and sometimes without, is that trust in corporate America, in government America, is it ruptured irretrievably, do you think?
That's going to be a case-by-case basis. People are going to ask themselves questions about just how much information they want to put out there. Some people seem not to mind. I think others of us haven't really thought about or don't know exactly what it is that we're giving up and where that information can go. And never before in history has so much information, personal information, information that could be used to blackmail people, been available both to corporations and to government.
It's a film called United States of Secrets, Privacy Lost that airs tomorrow night on PBS. It is another one from Martin Smith and Frontline. Martin, thanks very much.
Kai, thank you.